Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Like a script from a B-rated horror movie, Amos yells about Judgment Day. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into the house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? He asks. To this, Paul introduces an element of surprise, making God's judgment even more unnerving. He tells us, the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven. We hear clearly in these readings that you don't want to be caught unprepared when God's verdict comes in. And with his parable of the bridesmaids, Jesus even gets in on the action. You don't ever want to hear the most chilling words that will ever be spoken. You do not want God to say to you, truly, I tell you, I don't know you. And so, Jesus commands that we keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. A good command indeed, but not for avoiding the calamity that is the unpreparedness of Judgment Day. And we know this because of these silly bridesmaids. 10 of them there were, 5 wise and 5 not so much. Still, it must have sounded like 0330 in the squad bay at Paris Island as all 10 of those gals slept. I suspect the snoring could be heard for miles. Neither the wise nor the foolish heeded Jesus' command to keep awake. The bridegroom's appearing took them all by surprise. Now we know that wisdom will help tremendously navigating life in this old world, and we see the results of not having wisdom everywhere. But wisdom does nothing to overcome the weakness of the flesh and prepare one for the great and coming day of the Lord. Nor does being a good person, treating others like you want to be treated, paying it forward in all the other ways we describe loving our neighbors like we love ourselves. Give us some of your oil, the foolish bridesmaids demanded. And did the prudent girls practice golden rule ethics and share? No way. In fact, their words to their oilless dummies were akin to us telling someone bumming to go get a job. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves, was what the foolish ones heard. And this callous self-preservation didn't keep the wise bridesmaids out of the wedding banquet. Now, good works create happy neighbors, but they do nothing to prepare one for the great and coming day of the Lord. And so it's time to face facts. If wisdom doesn't help and lawlessness doesn't hurt, then what is one to do? How is one to be prepared for the sudden coming of the Lord? What does it mean to keep awake? Or is that what Jesus is really talking about in this parable? Could it be that the point of Jesus' story is that wise or foolish, selfish or generous, or any other distinction matters not? Could it be that there's nothing we can do to prepare for the coming of the Lord? Could it be that the point of this whole thing is to tell us once again that it is God calling the shots, not us? It is indeed. And have I got news for you? Wake up! The bridegroom is here. Stop worrying about oil lamps and wicks, or put in contemporary terms, if you've got enough battery life to power your phone's flashlight. Stop fidgeting with all the distractions of this life. Stop running all over the place doing this and doing that, trying to get ready. It won't help. It's too late anyway. The Lord is here now with a promise for you. There at the font, the great day of the Lord came for you. Here at this altar, God's verdict of you is given. And what is his judgment? What is the verdict? Not only does he know you, he's called you by name. And that's why I say to you that you are forgiven by the Father without condition because of Jesus Christ. Welcome. Welcome to the Lord's banquet. Amen.